Hey, what's up, listener? I have some super exciting news to share with you before we start the show. So for the first time in Plant Protocol history, we are doing our very own 30-day vegan challenge. Can you believe it? I can't believe I've been a plant-based health coach for so many years, and this is our first time hosting a challenge. I'm so excited about this because June 1st through the 30th, me and my team of coaches are going to help you with the adaptation of a whole food plant-based lifestyle. But here's what's super cool. We're not just kicking it off June 1st. We're going to do a run-up to the challenge for the entire month of May. So every week in May, we are dripping tools and resources and content for you to make sure you are prepared to go fully vegan and salt, oil, and sugar-free come June 1st. Listen, you don't even have to commit for a lifetime. You only have to commit for 30 days. If you're battling any health challenge, weight, hypertension, cancer, high cholesterol, heart disease, kidney failure, fatty liver disease, depression, anxiety, aches and pains, chronic fatigue, whatever it is, reproductive health, skin issues. If you want to see if your diet can really make a difference in combating those things, then you need to be in the Plant Protocol's first ever 30-day vegan challenge. We're doing a run-up in May. We're kicking this thing off June 1st. You want to get in the room because you're going to be coached directly by me for the entire month of June. It's going up. It's going up. And we're not just going vegan. We're doing an elevated version of this lifestyle to really make sure we're taking everything out of your dietary regimen that could possibly be disease promoting or harming your health, even if it's vegan. So I'm going to really teach you how to do this the cleanest way possible. And let's see what you're able to achieve in just 30 days. Click the link in the show notes to get on the list for the Plant Protocol 30-Day Vegan Challenge. And I'll talk to you soon. Now on with the show. Here's the Lisa-ism for today. I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. Okay? Y'all write that down. I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. You'll be surprised what you can do when you fully heal from all of the limiting beliefs and all of the insecurities that have been plaguing you for years. The skill don't matter if the human ain't healed. In the coaching space, it's a contact sport, which means it's a very intimate career, and you can make the mistake of believing that the only reason people want to hire you is because of what you know. But no, let me break it down for y'all. Just because someone can live with a disease doesn't mean they should. The overwhelming majority of prescriptions written today are written to treat lifestyle disease. Lifestyle disease is defined as conditions which can be attributed to the way in which a person lives. This includes things like physical activity, drinking, smoking, stress, the quality of our social connections, sleep, purposeful and professional alignment, and of course, our diet. But what if there was an alternative? What if before putting pen to pad, we had a comprehensive solution in lieu of pills and procedures? You are listening to the Plant Protocol Podcast for current and aspiring health professionals who are done with simply managing chronic lifestyle challenges and are interested in taking a whole food, plant-based approach to combating them. I'm your host, Lisa A. Smith. It's time to come get this health. Play along and imagine this with me for just a moment. You turn the camera on, you turn your mic on, and it's time to go live for the day. And you're sitting there in front of your camera, you have your mic, and your mind is completely clear. You know exactly what you want to talk about for the day. You're very clear on the points you want to make and how you want to serve your audience. You feel confident, you feel good about yourself, and you're simply ready to deliver as much value to your audience as possible. And from the moment you open your mouth, you do exactly that. You tell your audience exactly what they need to hear to make them feel confident in you and feel confident in your offer. Imagine that. And imagine that doesn't just happen one time. Imagine that happens every single time you get in front of the camera. Imagine that happens every single time you turn your mic on. Imagine that. You are completely clear and completely confident in the content that you're about to deliver to your audience. That's what it feels like to create and deliver with complete clarity. That is what it feels like when you have absolutely no other distractions stopping you from showing up for the people you want to serve. Listen to me very closely. I have been training coaches for a few years now. And one of the biggest mistakes that I've noticed that coaches make when it comes to trying to have a successful coaching business is that they study their subject matter more than they study themselves. Let me break it down for y'all. A lot of times when people are entertaining the idea of becoming a coach, they think that the thing they need to work the most at in order to be a good and effective coach that somebody wants to pay for is what they know. So they like when people apply for the Plant Protocol to work with me and have me help them build their health coaching business, they're like, the main reason I'm not coaching right now, Lisa, is because I don't know enough. That's what every aspiring health coach believes. They're like, the reason I'm not ready to create an offer, the reason I'm not ready to market an offer, the reason I'm not ready to sell an offer is because I don't know enough yet. And so what aspiring coaches tend to do is start binging as much content as possible to learn more about their subject matter, whether that's plant-based nutrition, whether that's fitness, maybe you're a mindfulness coach, whatever it is. They think that they need to know more, know more about their subject matter before they can be an effective coach that has a successful business. But they're wrong. You know what's one of the main things I've learned since I've been helping other coaches create their coaching business? Is that we spend entirely too much time studying our subject matter and not nearly enough time studying ourselves. So, what is the one thing that you need to stop hiding behind so that you can start making money in your business? Well, listen, I'm Lisa Smith, plant-based health and business coach. I specialize in helping other aspiring plant-based health coaches grow and scale their health coaching business. I'm the founder of The Plant Protocol, this podcast, as well as the Plant Protocol Business Accelerator. And this is what I do, and I absolutely love it. Okay. And I have a successful health coaching business myself. And now I help other health coaches become successful health coaches in the plant-based space. Listen, the one skill set, the one thing that people are hiding behind that's preventing them from making money in their business, that's preventing them from showing up in their business, is 100% skill. Now that might sound crazy, like, Lisa, I need to have skill. I need to know my subject matter, right? But what's happening is when it's time to become a public figure that creates content, what's happening is a lot of times we are completely distracted. So that means that sometimes coaches come to me and they're like, Lisa, I can't remember anything when it's time for me to go live. Like, I can't remember what point I wanted to make. I can't remember who my topic was. Like, I'm not like in the moment, right? And the reason they're not in the moment is because they're distracted. However, the thing that they're distracted by is their own personal insecurities and limiting beliefs. And that is why people try and hide behind skill set. They try and hide behind what they know, as opposed to doing the personal development work to become the person who can show up with a ton of mental clarity, who can show up with a ton of confidence and deliver. So what I found from training coaches myself and helping them to start their own coaching business is that a lot of times the reason they have issues with recall, the reason they have issues with being clear in articulation and staying on task and being able to flow when they're creating content is because they're literally distracted by how they feel about themselves. So what happens inevitably is that our coaches come into the Plant Protocol to build their plant-based health coaching business. And they say things like, well, I'm not coaching right now because I don't know enough. And so I'm coming in here, Lisa, to learn more nutrition science from you. I'm coming in here to learn more lifestyle science from you. And so I will feel more confident with coaching or creating an offer when I learn more. And so they're trying their best to hide behind information. If I know a lot and if I feel confident in everything I know, then I will be better positioned to get clients. And let me tell you right now, coaching is a super intimate career. Coaching is a contact sport. And if you don't do the personal development work on yourself, you will have inevitably failing business, meaning you have insecurities and limiting beliefs that you are not consistently addressing that you have not put a plan together to overcome, and those things are going to start showing up in your business, and you have the potential to sabotage your own business. We have to stop hiding behind skill and start doing the personal development work so that when it's time for us to be public facing, we are not distracted by our own insecurities and limiting beliefs. Let me break this down a little more. Okay. I had one of my coaches come to me one time and she's like, I just think I have an issue with memory. I need you to teach me how to retain information better. She's like, because when I get on that mic and it's time for me to talk or share or answer questions about nutrition, about my plant-based lifestyle, she's like, I just can't seem to remember anything, right? And so I asked a few more questions. I gave her a few more prompts to try and upend this and get more clear on what her problem was. I was like, you got a retention issue? I was like, I just wasn't really feeling that was the issue, right? And inevitably what came out was that she was insecure about her appearance, right? She still felt like she needed to lose more weight. She had a childhood experience that involved like some bullying and some teasing, and she had some residue from that. And as a result, she was insecure when she was in front of a crowd of people. And what I told her was, is exactly what I'm telling you guys. You are distracted. And once your distractions are removed, then you can show up publicly how you envision showing up in your mind. But what are you distracted by? This is the question. As a coach who creates content so that you can drive clients into your business, if you have overwhelming insecurities and limiting beliefs about yourself, about your capability, that is going to mentally distract you when it is time to create content, when it's time to create an offer, when it's time to invite people to work with you. Because you're on camera thinking about what you look like. You're on camera thinking about what you sound like. You're on camera thinking about who's commenting. You're on camera thinking about, you know, this one particular person that you have in mind who's going to see this, right? And so we're distracted by how we feel about ourselves because we're not taking the time out to do the private personal development work to be effective so that we can be undistracted when we show up publicly. I think one of the things I'm most proud of as a speaker, so I do, you guys know I'm a coach to other coaches, right? And that's one part of my business, but I'm also a speaker and I do a lot of speaking for organizations and entities. And I think one of the things that I've worked on throughout the years that I'm exceptionally proud of is how much I've improved my present moment awareness and how easy it is for me now to get into the present moment and stay in the present moment when I'm presenting. So I just presented 2 days ago for an organization. I'm presenting for them again tonight. And after the presentation, you know, the person who booked me gave me this wonderful compliment. My colleague who works with me, you know, she was on the event and she was like, oh, you killed it. I thought we had lost the audience because of the previous speaker, but you brought it back to life when you came. And the reason I was able to get like those raving reviews from the organizer and from my colleague is because I know I've mastered the art of being present when I'm doing a gig or when I'm speaking or when I'm creating content on social media. I'm not in my head thinking about what I sound like, what I look like. I'm not articulate enough. Oh my God, I stumbled over that last word. I'm nervous thinking into the future of the video when it's time to me to pitch my offer at the end. People are going to think I'm sleazy for selling them something. Like, I'm over that. Like, I'm off that. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, no, I'm selling you a solution to your problem that you've been unable to solve for yourself. My offer is a gift to you, not me taking, right? And so you have to reposition how you see yourself and how you see your offer and how you see your business so that you are not mentally distracted when it's time to perform. The biggest problem with coaches is that they are constantly distracted and they're in their minds thinking about all the things that they don't like about themselves and who they are. And so they think when they turn that camera on that other people see those things. They think other people are looking at the things that they look at when they look in the mirror. And so they're so distracted about how they're presenting and how they're coming off. And oh my God, I don't have the personality that other people have. And I'm boring or I'm monotone or I don't have the... It's like, yo, so the thing that you have to start doing so that your business can grow is personal development. You need to take every insecurity and every limiting belief that you have about yourself and turn that into a personal development assignment for yourself. How can I work on my confidence around my looks? How can I work on my confidence around my voice? How can I work on my confidence about my articulation? How can I work on my confidence around selling or marketing myself and putting myself out there? That is what needs to be worked. Stop. Don't read another nutrition book. Don't read another science book. You know, don't take another class about learning more about your subject matter. Do the work on you so that you can show up in the present moment and not be distracted by yourself. And I was telling this particular client when she was telling me she had a retention issue, but after she revealed to me that she had all of these insecurities about her body and her appearance, I was like, you don't have a retention issue. You have a space issue. You have a real estate issue. You don't have a retention issue. The issue is you're trying to take more information than what you have space for. So what that means is your mind is being split between the things you want to share with the audience in this moment and how you think about yourself. So we need to get more of that mental real estate back by no longer being distracted by our own limiting beliefs and insecurities. You have a real estate issue, right? You are distracted. So this means so much to me. Like, I used to think like skill and I used to think like education was the biggest deal, but it's not. And so I even believe in this when it comes to hiring people. Like, I am very big on making coaching for me part of my compensation package when I hire people on our team, right? Because the thing that people are missing in their business that's stopping them from making money and growing is healing. Like, people, everybody think like, okay, I need a business strategy. I need a marketing strategy. I need a sales strategy. And you do. You're not wrong. You know, I need a business coach. And you do. You're not wrong. But you also, before all of that, the issue is not whether or not you need all that stuff. The issue is what, in which order do you need it in? Before you need the business strategy, the business acumen, the offer, the sales experience, before you master social media and all of these platforms and know how to create content on them effectively, the thing you need before all of that stuff in your business is healing. Personal development should be the thing you prioritize until you are whole. When you show up as a whole healed CEO, that's when business goes to the next level. And that's when you can stop being mentally distracted, when you're supposed to be in the present moment, right? I've had clients who like, I'm overweight and I feel like I look so big on camera. And so that's all they're seeing. So they can't deliver a fire message. They can't put out fire content because they're so distracted with being overweight. If that's your insecurity, go get to work, lose the weight. If you don't like, it's okay. Like, some people are overweight and they're like, no, I'm fine. And then some people are overweight and they're like, I want this weight off of me, right? Do that work. Like, don't spend 12 hours in your business and only 30 minutes in the gym. So do the thing that's causing you to be distracted. Do the work on the things that are causing you to be distracted. So when those distractions go away, you can heal, right? Whatever you've been teased about, whatever is preoccupying your mind when it's time to show up in your business, that's where the overwhelming majority of your focus needs to be. Point blank, period. And so because I know the power of a person being healed and whole, one of the things that I offer as part of my compensation package for people who work with us on our team and my coaching company is they get coaching from me. They get the option to either receive health coaching from me, plant-based health coaching, or they get the option to receive business coaching from me. Because a lot of people who work with me on my team, you know, are entrepreneurs themselves. And so they're like, Lisa, I kind of want you to help me solve this problem in my business, or I want you to, you know, give me the strategy to go to the next level in my business. Even though I'm working for you, you know, I want business coaching from you, right? So I'm like, cool, you can have either one you want, health coaching or business coaching. And the reason I make coaching for me part of my compensation package for our team is because I don't care about your skill as much as I care about the fact that you're healed. Like, when people are working with you, for you, or for themselves, and they are whole, they are not being swallowed by their insecurities. They're not being swallowed by their limiting beliefs. They don't have all this doubt on the brain and on the mind. They go to the next level in their performance. So if all of that, if we can clear all of that and recapture, reclaim that mental real estate, do you know how much more fire people are? Like, I don't have, matter of fact, right now on my team, I have like 7 people on my team, right? And every single person, except for one, but she's getting it this year, but every single person on my team has been through my coaching programs. Like, every single person, they've either been through Farm to Table, plant-based coaching program, or they've been through the Plant Protocol, our plant-based business accelerator, or they've been through Clarity, my mastermind, my personal development mastermind. And you want to know why everybody on my team has been through my programs? Because I know that they are in the position, or they were in the position, to do the work to heal from the thing that has been causing them the biggest distraction in their life, Was it their health? Right? Was it their inability to show up as a CEO? Was it like limiting beliefs and imposter syndrome? Right? And so because they've been through my programs, like I trust that they believe in investing in their own healing. I trust that they believe in investing in themselves. So I hire from my coaching programs. Like I've usually taken the time now years or multiple years to get to know them. I know their personality. I know what they're working on. I know what they've achieved, and I can trust that they are already whole and healed, or they're on a fast track to becoming whole and healed. And I can trust that that wholeness and that healing, you know, we're on the verge of that. And that lets me know how they're going to show up better in my business. Because I promise you, there is nothing like trying to show up publicly as a business or as a coach, and you have so much brokenness inside of you. You guys are so distracted by your own insecurities that you can't show up. We have coaching clinics every month. We just introduced it into our curriculum at the Plant Protocol, where our coaches get to role play different scenarios so they can practice becoming coaches. They can practice sales calls, all of those things. And one of the things that was revealed during our recent coaching clinic was, you know, they were coming back into the main room when it was time to debrief. And they're like, oh, I got to get more comfortable with talking about money. I got to get more comfortable with selling my service. I got to get more comfortable with my price point. I got to get more comfortable with explaining this, right? They're like, where'd this come from? Oh man, I need to work on my money mindset. So they weren't coming back in saying, I need to go back and study nutrition science more. Not one person said that. They weren't coming back in and saying, I need to go and study lifestyle science more. Not one person said that. They were coming back in and saying what they needed to work on personally, the personal development, the self-development that needed to happen in order for them to show up better in their business. And that is what I'm telling you guys today. You are so distracted when it's time to perform in your business about how it looks, about who you are, about what your weaknesses are, about the public perception of you, that you cannot be fully present when it's time to deliver. And I'm telling you right now, when I take stages, when I do other people's podcasts, you know, when people ask me to be a guest on their IG channel, the thing that makes me so attractive and makes my content on their platform so attractive is that I'm fully present. And the only way I'm able to be fully present is because I've done the personal development work to work on every single thing that used to distract me. So now I'm fully present with the audience. Y'all should see me. Like it's a sight to behold, if I do say so myself, to watch me live and to watch me speak. It is a sight to behold. And it's a sight to behold because you can tell I'm locked in. I'm locked and loaded. Like I don't have any distractions. And so that becomes extremely attractive, right? I'm present. I'm engaging with the audience. If I go off on a tangent real quick for 30 seconds, I can bring it right back to the present moment. I'm looking at the chat, or I'm watching the room if it's an in-person gig, and I'm able to maintain the attention of the audience because I have my own full attention, right? I'm not in the back of my mind thinking about my body, thinking about my voice, thinking about forgetting my lines, thinking about, right, are they going to say yes when I make the pitch at the end? Oh my God, I'm scared to make the pitch. I'm scared to ask. They're going to think this is too expensive. I'm not good enough at this. Can I really coach somebody? They're going to think my testimonial is not enough. I'm so insecure because I haven't coached anybody yet. Like I don't have all of that going on. So that's what you need to work on, right? When you stop trying to hide behind your skill set in your business and start doing the personal development work to work on your person, to work on the CEO and the coach within you, business will go to the next level. Business will go to the next level. So here's our Lisa-ism for today. You guys know I like to end every episode with my Lisa-ism. You know, several people have told me I should write books with all my little sayings and stuff. So I decided I'm just going to start creating one for you guys at the end of every episode. Okay. Now, before I tell you my Lisa-ism for today, here's your homework. I want you to pray. I want you to submit this in your next prayer. I want you to pray that your distractions are removed. Okay. You're not thriving in business because you're distracted by your own insecurities and your own limiting beliefs. So I want you to pray that your distractions are removed. All right. I am B.Fit on Instagram said, you doing the Lord's work. Thank you, B.Fit. Hey, I appreciate that. And yes, I am, because I operate out of radical obedience. So every time I show up to speak, teach, coach is because the Lord told me to do so. So that is a more of a true statement than maybe you even know. So thank you so much for saying that. So I want you to pray that your distractions are removed because you are distracted in your business by your own limiting beliefs and your own insecurity. So you're not being consistent in your business. You're maybe underpricing or undervaluing your own service because of your money mindset. So you need to ask, like, God, what do I need to work on today? Like, not on my business, but in my person, on my person. What do I need to work on so I can be in present moment and be in flow every time I show up to serve? That's the prayer I want you to submit. Tell me, God, what do I need to work on? Some of you guys already know, like, you know what, Lisa, I need to go somewhere and get my health together. I need to go somewhere and overcome this confidence issue I had from being bullied when I was younger. I need to go somewhere and work on my money mindset and stop thinking everybody broke, therefore I don't charge enough. Like, what do you need to work on? Right? So I want you to pray that your distractions are removed. I want you to ask for guidance on what of your person needs to be developed so that you can show up with present moment awareness every time to serve your audience. Because listen to me very closely. Y'all know I operate out of a spirit of excellence every time. I don't operate out of a spirit of excellence when it's a good week. I don't operate out of a spirit of excellence when I don't have personal stuff going on in my life. I don't just operate out of a spirit of excellence, right, when I got rest the night before. Every time I open my mouth to speak to the public, I am operating out of a spirit of excellence. I am in the present moment and I refuse to let life or my own emotional immaturity dictate my business. That's insane. Like, so ask God, God, do I need to work on my emotional intelligence? Like, what do I need to work on so that I show up consistently out of a spirit of excellence? Because y'all want to know something about excellence? Excellence requires you to be distraction free. So if you're constantly distracted by how I look, what I sound like, what other people think, oh my God, nobody's engaging. Nobody's going to like this. My offer sucks. It's too expensive. It's too cheap. I don't know. Like, all of those distractions should not be an issue. Okay. So excellence requires you to be distraction free. And listen, if you are a aspiring plant-based health coach and you need help with getting this personal development stuff down, you need to be in a plant protocol, my plant-based business accelerator and certification, because that is where we do personal development work. Look, here's the truth. The plant protocol is disguised as a business coaching program, but it's low key a personal development program. Don't tell nobody. As I'm building your business and helping you make money, guess what else I'm doing? I'm refining your whole identity as a coach. Complete transformation, because we don't understand how much we need it. And now for me, you know, like, the overwhelming majority of our students inside the plant protocol are minorities. And so I have to say this, you know, if you are a minority who's trying to get into the coaching space, you know, maybe a woman, maybe a person of color, right? Like LGBT community. If you're some type of minority trying to get into the coaching space, I want you to really take what I said today to heart and make sure you are 100% cognizant of the beliefs you have around yourself and how you show up. Because so many, specifically women of color that we have inside of the plant protocol, they have this fear of not being perfect enough when they are starting their business, because the world tells us that we have to be so smart. We have to have all these degrees. We have to have all our I's dotted and our T's crossed to be qualified to sit in the rooms that our counterparts sit in that don't look like us. Like, in order to share, to take up the same space as them and to breathe the same air as them, we have to be overly qualified. So what happens when they start their own coaching business, they bring that same energy into the coaching industry and they're like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not qualified. I don't know enough yet. I don't have all this memorized. I'm not perfect yet. And I have to work very hard on their identity to get them to see that they're already qualified. So if you fall into that category of person who has historically, especially in the corporate and 9-to-5 space, has had to be overly qualified to take up the same space as people that don't look like you, I want you to do this personal development work that I'm suggesting, because you're going to bring that same belief into your business and it's going to cause a failure to thrive. And in many cases, a failure to launch. You don't ever even launch the business fully because you have so many insecurities about not being good enough. And so I don't want that for you guys, right? So we're currently enrolling in the plant protocol now through February 17th, maybe 2 more weeks. So if you're interested in having your own plant-based health coaching business and you need a coach to help you, not just with the business strategy part, but the personal development part and the identity part, then I want you to apply for the plant protocol, because you need more than just the business acumen. You need personal development. All right, let's get into our Lisa-ism for today. Y'all know I'm back here every Monday about 10 a.m. EST. The Plant Protocol with Live with Lisa A. Smith, where I specialize in health coaching and business coaching in the plant-based space. Here's the Lisa-ism for today. I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. Okay? Y'all write that down. I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. So stop trying to hide behind skill in your business, meaning the only thing you study, the only continuing education you do is all around your subject matter. Right? Like, if you're a plant-based health coach or a health coach, you're only studying your subject matter, but you're never studying yourself. in business, whether I'm hiring somebody or I'm watching some, like, I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. You'll be surprised what you can do when you fully heal from all of the limiting beliefs and all of the insecurities that have been plaguing you for years. The skill don't matter if the human ain't healed. In the coaching space, it's a contact sport, which means it's a very intimate career. And you can make the mistake of believing that the only reason people want to hire you is because of what you know. But no, it's not just because of what you know, but it's who you are. It's what you project. It's your energy. People can feel that, right? So people feel my passion. They see I'm genuine. And they're like, Lisa, I had somebody ask me the other day, y'all. I'm going to do a whole nother episode about this, but let's just do a little teaser. Ooh, let's do this next week. Okay. Somebody literally just asked me this week. She was like, you're not a physician. You're not working in the healthcare space. She said, how did you get the confidence? It's so funny to me now that I'm thinking about it. She said, how did you get the confidence to do this work and you are not a healthcare provider? Where did you get the confidence to go out here and start telling people that you can help them combat their hypertension, their type 2 diabetes, their cholesterol, their obesity, their kidney failure, their autoimmune disease? She was like, you dropped out of pre-med. I said, and did. And she's like, but you've built a successful coaching business. She said, you have, you know, you got these receipts. She's like, I've been looking you up because this was me and this lady's very first conversation. We were connected by a mutual friend. And she was listening to my story. And even though we were on the phone, you know how you're on the phone with somebody, but you can still tell their jaws dropped, right? Because I was trying to give her a brief rundown of everything I've done and everything that I'm doing in this plant-based business space, plant-based coaching space. And she was just beside herself. She said, I had never been asked this question before. Not how did you do it? What was the business strategy? She said, but where did you get the confidence from? Like, she basically said, what in the hell made you think you could do this without being backed by a medical degree? What made you think you can do this without being backed by some education that the public normally sees as credible? And I was like, you know what? That's a good question. And I'll tell y'all what I told her next week. All right. So stay tuned. So that's what we're going to talk about. I just decided in this moment, that's what we're going to talk about next Monday. Where did I get the confidence from? Like, where did I get the confidence from to create this coaching business and start inviting people to work with me in exchange for their money and promising them that I can make them healthier? Where did I get that confidence from? Right. Especially working in a health space that is science heavy. Right. And so that's kind of a big deal. And it wasn't until she asked me that I was like, you know what? What did give me the audacity? You feel me? And so when you're no longer distracted about, like, I'm not qualified to do this, I don't have the audacity to do this, when you like are completely healed from that and that is no longer a concern of yours, your business goes to the next level. So I don't care about the skill, i.e. I don't care about how much you know if the human ain't healed. Don't stop trying to bury your insecurities in your skills. Stop trying to bury your limiting beliefs in your knowledge. Stop trying to bury your limitations in what? In everything that you know and all the education you've acquired. But do the hard work of doing the personal development work that's needed for you to show up publicly in flow. Does that make sense? I don't care about the skill if the human ain't healed. Okay. If you want me to be your coach and help you build your health coaching business, I'm your girl. That's what we do phenomenally. I got to tell y'all soon about some phenomenal testimonials and some phenomenal results that our clients have been getting lately. Like, they've been killing the game, killing it. I'm so proud. They've been killing it. Yeah, I almost came to tears on Saturday morning when I was talking to my clients and they were sharing with us all the wins they've been getting in their plant-based coaching businesses. So when I'm telling you, we that deal, okay? The plant protocol is that deal, if I do say so myself. So it's been a blessing. I will see you guys back here next Monday where I'm going to share with you, where did I get the confidence to show up and do this work? Anyway, that's it for me, y'all. Until next time. You tuned in today because, like me, you're a disruptor. You're passionate about health and you have firsthand experience of taking a whole food plant-based approach to combating chronic health challenges. You want to see lifestyle and dietary modifications become the norm in the way in which we practice healthcare. However, you need mastery around nutrition and lifestyle science, a better understanding of behavior change to improve client compliance, and confidence in your ability to effectively coach clients to adopting those lifestyle modifications. You need the plant protocol.
Visit theplantprotocol.com to apply, and let's work together to improve the way in which we care for our most prized possession, our health. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. Until next time, remember, radical obedience is still undefeated. Stay obedient.